It's here and now. The holiday season is here. How does that happen? So we thought we'd welcome and invite resident chef Kathy Gunst with a few of her favorite things, from food gifts to cookbooks. She's in the studio now, and that's why it smells so good. I mean, you do, Kathy, smell
good. It's
my good, but it's what you bring
the
in.
It smells good, too, though.
And you come to say that this is a time when people do rely on favorites. They're not really experimenting this time of year.
Well, it's not that bright to experiment right now because there's a lot of stress. There's a lot to do. All the shopping and the cooking and the family gatherings and the open house and the party and the cookie swap. Do you feel anxious?
And if you screw it up, you will ruin Christmas.
Forever.
Hanukkah. Right. Done. So.
But we have a few ideas that you cannot screw up.
Okay. One has already been half eaten by Jeremy.
That's right. Well, a little elf told me that Jeremy, quote, adores ham.
Adores.
It's not true?
Actually, it is really, yes. And around this time of year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I actually, this is the only time of year that I tend to eat it. So I went to my friend's meat shop in Kittery, Maine, and I got you a locally raised piece of pork. It's a locally raised ham.
Well cared for,
good life. Grace. We don't have to get too far into any of that. The important thing is that if you eat it once a year around Christmas time, you want to make it special and you want to make it simple. So for me, it's all about the glaze. Buy the best quality meat you can buy. You're going to roast it. I like to just baste it while it's roasting with a little bit of apple cider or orange juice or tangerine juice. But I made you a glaze. So I studded. Do you like that? Mm. I studded the ham with fresh whole cloves. So that just means you make a little X in the top. And then I made this beautiful glaze. I cooked down apple cider, orange juice, tangerine zest, a bit of rum, and maple syrup. Cooked it down, poured it on, and it gets kind of thick, and it's sweet and candy-like, and it's a wonderful contrast to the rich meat of the pork.
Well, the interesting thing is I'm not a huge fan of really sweet things, but this doesn't bother me. This glaze on here, it actually makes it
taste
better.
Doesn't bother you. Is that your way of saying thank you?
I love this, Kathy. I'm going to have another bite and just keep quiet.
It doesn't bother him. Okay.
High praise. No, but he's...
No, I know he likes it because he's going at it.
He's been enjoying
that. I'm thrilled and, you know.
Okay. Now, you also are a big supporter of food as gift, and you've brought in one that our longtime listeners have tried to make several times.
This is a gift for you, Robin, because I have heard that you have a bit of a sweet tooth, right? No. Rumors fly, you know. This is the butter crunch. Many listeners may have heard me talk about this in past years, and it doesn't go away. It's my sister-in-law. There it goes. You got a good crunch. I don't make candy. I'm not comfortable making caramel, but this butter crunch hits it out of the park every single time.
It's amazing.
And it leads me to talk a little bit about the idea of tradition and establishing traditions. I grew up with a few, and I held on to a few. I married into a few. But when my kids were young, this was one of the things that started. We made butter crunch every year, and they helped me when they were little. And then as they got bigger, they made it. At one point, my youngest daughter sold it at a Christmas fair to make money to buy gifts for people. So it's become a big thing in our family, and it's a great gift.
Now, you're going to have the recipe and how to do it at the website. But just a brief, you know, because people think, oh, my God, hot, dangerous. Oh, my gosh, things will explode. What?
No, nothing will explode. And you don't want little kids at the stove. You cook down butter, sugar, a little Karo syrup, and water. As soon as it becomes 290 degrees, you have a candy thermometer, costs $10. You take it out, you spread it on a cookie sheet, it cools, you paint it with good chocolate. I mean, this stuff is good dark chocolate. And then you could add chopped pistachios or almond dust, anything.
It's amazing.
You coat it, you flip it, you do the same thing. It's a really lovely project.
Okay.
And we can find all of this at hereandnow.org. We are speaking with our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, and you're listening to Here and Now.
Okay, that was the pause during which I was enjoying this butter crunch.
Actually hard to talk after you have a bite of this butter crunch because it kind of gets
so you take
stuck
it. You
there.
Take
but
the next topic.
Let me ask you this, Kathy. Cookbooks. This is something that a lot of people give as gift for the holidays. Do you have any favorites?
Oh, boy, do I have favorites. There are so many this year. The good news is there are a lot of really good ones. They all tend to be very big. See these three I brought in? These are three
huge.
They're huge books, and I'm thinking more for a coffee table than a kitchen. But big books. Ethnic food is really big. Alternative grains and baking is really big. One of my favorites, and I thought, boy, this man doesn't need any more publicity, but Otto Lenge, the chef in London, Israeli-Palestinian food. He's written plenty, and Jerusalem has a new book called Plenty More, because despite my lust for ham during the holiday season, I would like to learn to eat more vegetables, and there are fabulous, interesting combinations in here. Polenta chips with avocado and yogurt, Brussels sprouts risotto, crushed lentils with tahini and cumin.
Where is all of this? Because my ham is a little lonely over here without these side dishes.
You know, you cannot please this guy. I'm a really big fan of this book, and I plan on working my way through it winter.
Is that Plenty More?
Plenty More by Otto Lenge.
I know how much you love Plenty.
Exactly. Yeah. And this one's just as good.
And we'll have if you're driving or something, we'll have the list at herenow.org of her recommended cookbooks. Keep going.
Okay, so then we have a book called Baking Chez Moi by Dory Greenspan. Dory Greenspan, man, she's got a great life. She lives in Paris, New York, and Connecticut, and she writes award-winning cookbooks, and this is another one that just really hits it perfectly.
Why? What makes it good?
Well, because the recipes work. That's the number one answer, but they're also incredibly appealing. So she, despite France's reputation as a very sophisticated baking world, you know, think towering cakes and perfectly made pastry, she was attracted to the simple sweets like country cakes and tarts and cookies and pies. I made an apricot dish, a pear tart with a crunchy almond topping that disappeared so fast that I was like, yo, guys, slow it down. It took me a little while to make this. Some of them are complicated, but there's some very simple baked dishes in there that anybody could do. And you can trust Dory Greenspan. And I'll tell you something. For someone like me who doesn't feel like they're a natural-born baker, I need to really trust somebody.
Right.
It's not about wild experimentation.
You don't want to be in the middle of the process with your foot on holding one pan and your gloved hands holding another.
Exactly.
And it's like, what? I don't know. Yeah.
Exactly.
So you recommend that.
Kathy, what are some of the things that you think people should keep in mind as we get into the holidays, which, as you say, it's not a time that we want to be experimenting with all kinds of different dishes. It can be a stressful time for a lot of people. It can be a great time for a lot of people. But as we get into this season and people think about food in particular, what should we keep in mind?
Well, I think it's such a cliche at this point, but making as much ahead as possible, not having a lot of last-minute dishes where you have to scurry about and you can't be present. Being present at the holiday table is a big thing. I've said it's year after year, but sitting there with people you presumably love, you should be able to be present. You don't want to be experimenting a lot. And this idea of perfection, it pervades every magazine we read, every food TV show we see. Everything is perfect. Well, you can't do it like that because you don't have the little minions in the background to help you. So embrace your imperfection. Sit at the table. Laugh if something didn't come out. And just to enjoy it. And to keep your menu somewhat simple so you don't feel crazed.
Like it might look like a takeout. Sorry.
What's the number of the local Chinese restaurant?
Between the ham, the butter crunch, and these new cookbooks, there is no excuse.
That's right. Kathy Gunst, just what do you serve Christmas?
Well, we do Hanukkah.
That's right. I knew
and
that.
And we
yep.
do all kinds of latkes, which are wonderful. And I always make a brisket, but I do eat ham as well.
Okay.
It's not a big thing in our house, but I actually love standing rib roast because it seems a great excuse for it, and it's elegant and expensive.
Well, all of her suggestions, again, will be at herenow.org.
Kathy Gunst is also author of Notes from a Maine Kitchen, and she just released a new video series, Simple Soups from Scratch. We're going to have all that at our website, too, just in case the website hasn't crashed yet from all the times that we've mentioned it, herenow.org. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.